Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in right now to the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And we thank the Lord for this great day that he has made, and we are rejoicing. And yes, we are glad in it. You're tuned into the Detroit Revival Prayer Breakfast Live around the world. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome what God is doing. We thank the Lord for his many blessings. We're here at Greater Grace Temple here in Detroit, Michigan. And we thank the Lord for our brother and sister. We thank God for Dr. Rhoda Bird and also to Prophet Blaine on today. Also, you can listen in live to Worship Radio. And also, we're going to be streaming live as well. And I'm going to let our brother tell you a little bit about the streaming and what link. We're going to post them up and reshare them. And that way, you'll be able to talk about where we're on Worship Radio and also where we're going to be streaming live from.
Good morning, everybody, here from the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. We are looking very forward to the Detroit Revival Prayer Breakfast today. Also to let everybody know that Worship Radio International will be streaming this event live today, and you can find us on Facebook by looking up Worship Radio, as well as by going to our website at www.worshipradioonline.com. So thank you again for tuning in today, and enjoy this prayer breakfast, and may God bless you abundantly.
All right, then. Well, before we get started, we're going to come with a few selections of music and until we get some more of our speakers to come here, to get here. We just want to get you into the worship mood here. So once again, we want to say God bless to all of you listening in around the world in the USA and also in all of Africa and Asia and Jamaica and Italy and London and everywhere around the world. We just want to say happy Saturday to you and God bless you. So we're going to take you to some great music, and right after that, you will be hearing great messages, prayers, and more by our awesome men and women of God. Stay tuned, y'all. Okay, you all. We're having difficulty right now with the music, so we're going to bring on my cousin. A lot of you know her, Evangelist Toni Warren. She's going to open up saying a word of prayer with you all, and then we're going to come right back.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bible says, where two or three are gathered here in his midst, he is with us. And we're all going to gather together and lift him up and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, Lord. We come before your throne of grace to give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, O Lord, because we know it's not by our good works, Lord, but we know it's by your grace, O Lord. Lord, we lift you up in praise and giving you the honor, O Lord, as we begin to come before your throne, O Lord, seeking your face, Heavenly Father, seeking your deliverance, O Lord, giving you worship and praise, O Lord. We come before you for a supernatural happenings, O Lord, opening up the heavens and giving a supernatural release, O Lord. Release of financial breakthroughs, O Lord. Deliverance from sicknesses and diseases and infirmities, O Lord. Counseling wars all over the world, O Lord. Whatever the enemy is planning in the air and land, the sea, the sun, the moon, and stars, O Lord. What he's planning in the second heavens, O Lord. It shall be canceled through the blood of Jesus, O Lord. We're calling upon the blood of Jesus to reign around the world, O Lord. We're calling upon the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father, begin to speak on your children's behalf, O Lord. We're calling upon the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father, to open up doors and give breakthroughs, O Lord. We know, Heavenly Father, that you say when we seek you, we shall find you, O Lord. And you say that as we are calling upon you, Lord, you say you will answer us, O Lord. And you say that when we answer you, you will show us great and mighty things, O Lord. Things that we don't know of your word says that this is what you would do, O Lord. Lord, as we come before your throne of grace, O Lord, touching the hands, O Lord, touching our listeners, O Lord, touch their hearts, O Lord, bring deliverance to them, O Lord, open up doors, O Lord, so that they can have the reason to give you praise and glory and lift you up, O Lord. Lord, let great things and marvelous things begin to happen in their lives, O Lord. You know all their needs, O Lord. You know what they are passing through, O Lord. But you are a God that says that you will deliver when we call upon you, O Lord. Lord, as we are calling upon you, Lord, we want you to know that we lift you up, give you praise, give you divine adoration, O Lord, because we know that there is none that can compare to you, O Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Lord. Lift you up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. Amen, y'all. Amen. I'm telling you, that was a great, powerful prayer by Evangelist Toni Warren. And right now we're going to hear about, while we're still waiting, we thank God for what's happening here. And so right now we need to, I think we're going to get started, is what I think is going on. I believe we're getting started. We give you praise.
in this world that will allow us to use them to do to the new We don't want to pray for the house, and if I say, oh, God, Thank you. the first time website is pjkrals.org. And that stands for First Jack Institute, your autism foundation. The foundation was founded by us, who passed away 6 years ago this month. He died 18-18-08. And the foundation was founded in his honor because it was one of the things that he was pushing to get done before he passed away. After he passed away, I didn't know what to do, but I thought I could do it myself if I didn't at least try. And I got to hear talking. Cindy, the lady that she just spoke, stand up, Cindy, and give some refreshers. This is my oldest daughter, Cindy. Back when I was crying and depressed, feeling upset, and thinking I can't handle this child and had autism, and I didn't know what to do about it, Cindy started writing me books and made me read books. I called it the Cindy's Required Reading. Bring me a book and say, read this book. I said, okay, Cindy, I'll be. He come back and I'll read the book. No, I didn't read it yet. Come back. You have to start that book. And he sat down and she started reading the book to me. So I had to read it. And they were always about a parent that had a child with challenging behavior. So he was only 13 at the time. But for that, mothers see and help me get on. She's always trying to learn. But that is what I really needed to say.
Those who love her and the Yeah.
in this religious mindset anymore, because we're not blessed with flesh and blood. We're not personality, we are thousands of us that praise God. God is raising up people to walk in the truth. The Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, tell them to walk in the truth, be the truth. Be the truth. Because I made you truth. Truth is the word. If the word abides in you and you walk in, you're walking in the truth. You are the truth. So the world needs to see the truth. They need to see the word of God being crystallized through us, the Christ. The Christians, the believers, the sons of God, the offspring of God. Hallelujah. God has never spoken to them about the fellowship part, the communion part. So when you can begin to commune with God, that's when you receive the wisdom of God. You receive the word of God. You begin to know His voice. Jesus said, my feet know my voice, and another thing will not follow. How will I know your voice?
Because we keep His commandments, we keep
know that we abide in God by the Spirit which we have given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord is
glory.
Glory. Give a preacher in my my wife, this little brief background on my wife and I have about 20 years. And we have our four daughters. They're all blessed with God. I mean, I don't even this road that they all have relationships. I'm more prophetic, and I've learned to yield the Holy Spirit many times. And years ago, sometimes in ministry, to my word of faith, and that that agent has had a great effect in my life. Many times, people have ever been to the beginning to speak. He normally has a manifestation to talk about before he walks. He begins to talk about prayer and
you're out of it. That's the opportunity that you have. God bless you.
Oh, okay.
Let the word bless and reach out of this. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm praying that you would come.
Higher from the freeway.
And so I saw these people's comments, and I thought I was honest because I think that I was surprised. I had to go to the theater at that time. And with my heart red, the air was like, oh my God, what did I say? All I said was my friends were threatening down the ramp. They were threatening literally down the ramp because they thought it was me. All the masks were scratched out. All the words were mad, and I thought I was crying without the breath. So I just left out of that. Because anytime, you know, it's so important to listen to that soft voice inside. Sometimes it is you who is not you. And him that's protecting you. I remember when I was in the hospital,
thank you. God, be with the word of the being. But you got to be saved and filled with the Spirit to be able to worship God. Amen. So that is difficult. We worship God, man. We thank God for who He is. Not what He's given us, but we praise Him a lot of times. We praise Him for what He has done in our lives. And it's a beautiful thing to know, amen, that you are saved. If you just begin to just worship the Lord in your own way, God has been good to you, and you have a right to praise Him, you got a right to lift Him up, you got a right to give Him the glory and Father, we just worship you today. We worship you in spirit and in truth. You've been good to us and our souls. And we just thank you, Lord, we thank you for this gathering here that is not in vain. Lord, we know that your presence is here for your words that are true. We have gathered together in your name that you are in the midst. And we feel your presence right now. If there be some here that are sick in their bodies, indeed, you are able, even while we worship you, while we glorify your name, to give you the praise today. God is safe without a miserable life of sin and shame. And we have a right to praise you. I pray that He that did us, that He chose, that He lifted it to us, that He that did the word, and we give you praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, now let's put our hands together to thank God for the blessing that we've given to you. We thank God for being here on today. Giving us faith to be able to save today that we are saved. Amen. That we are sanctified as we say, all sanctified church and be with the Holy Ghost. And have no condemnation on today. That the beautiful thing be walking in the Spirit. Amen. For there is no condemnation for the Bible that says, therefore, hold down no condemnation for them that are in Christ. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death. Yes. Yes. I'm not going to be here long because I have other people coming up on so it's time to die. But we do thank God for this privilege, this opportunity. As Rhoda has said, that I did give her a call. And then I thank God for those that came all the way from. And the people of the world, as a matter of fact, this is my foundation teacher, Adrian Michelle, son of Michelle. She was a law teacher. Now she's working in the law firm, so book law firm, also for her friend, sister, brother, her. And we thank God for him. I have my children, these are two of my oldest daughters. I have another that's down in Texas. And I have a son down in Texas. My oldest son is Delaware. Did I get that right? And so I just thank God for them. And for them providing me with thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for her. Thank God for her. Let's give her a hand. Amen. That was about the land they called Israel had turned their back on God. And as a result, God sent Exodus to bring them back to their knees. And he said to Joel, as he began to prophesy, that they were to humble themselves to the extent where the priests and also the elders were to come before the altar to cry out that God would save the people. And as he began to put that into my spirit, it was burned out to the extent that this prayer, amen, is specifically to cry out to God for the saving of the people. And these were people that were religious folks. Praise God. And it's evangelism that we reach out to the world. But when it comes to revival, we reach out to them, the church, for the people that feel in the world. And the Lord began to deal with me about that, that it's time for us to come together. Amen. And put aside our denominations and our differences and pray. And also the prayer means we come to, people come together, and it is brought down to regular service where we lay hands on people and we prophesy and we do a lot of things. But he says, this is what y'all do. But specifically, to come together and intercede. Amen. And that's what we need intercessors. People that will come to intercede. But the whole entire nation, not just for the United States, but people all over the world. And God has said that if we do that, then he will be progressive. He will do like Joel said, that he will pour out of his spirit of all, but not just white flesh, white flesh, red flesh, yellow flesh, but all flesh. Amen. Every one of us are worshipers in the high place of God. Amen. We're not the church. To pray, amen, because the Bible said that all have seen in this and come short of the glory of God. And that's one thing that we can tell them. They have a lack of judgment, people, but not talking anything about it. He didn't say not a church, but he made combat prayer. Praise God. And she didn't say, but we have to turn.
Well, I was going to say, you know,
but the Lord is saying the whole purpose. This first cross for the revival in the joy, it will be a movement that will spread throughout, I believe, the world. But when we have that understanding of why we come together, number one. And when we come together with oneness because from the day of Pentecost, amen, they were in one place. Praise God, they were with one accord. And then when they heard the sound that came from heaven like a fire with the wind, when they were together in one place with one accord. You know what one accord is, right? Agreement. That prayer of agreement that whatever to agree at anything, God, I don't know what that scripture is all about. Amen. Anything to be asked in the name of the Lord. God will do exactly what they ask for. What has got to be a prayer of agreement. Amen. If you agree with that, come in here and feel God's faith. And I'm done. But I have to comment on that word of prophecy, brother. You were right on time. Amen. You were right on time. Praise God. I can feel the word of the Lord telling you that. So glory to God. And that's what we have to do. We have to celebrate for one another. So that's what the prayer of revival that I can roll and roll with.
Some people who are 4 or 5 months sick. Oh, your spirit prosper, then your mind shall prosper. Oh, I know, Lord God, I shall prosper you in your spirit. I shall prosper you in your heart. And I need you, Lord God, I need to send to you that I need to deal with your children. They shall once again come back to you. They shall be reinforced. Reinforced, say the Lord. They shall come along the south and the east and the west. And they shall be a reinforcement to you. A reinforcement even in your spirit, say the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I'm going to rise up even more than even now, Lord, I speak, I'm going to reinforce you. Say it, Lord. I reinforce it, amen, God, to the Lord who is exploring in this way. The Lord God says, I will sit even awaiting you, and awaiting your spirit, and awaiting you into a new place, say it, God. I don't know about my gospel. I don't know about what is for upon you a horn. All of the Lord. But even this form of the Lord has not even been the full glory to God. Has not been the form that you have been considered. I say that it is a new form. And it shall fall upon the top of your head, even to the soles of your feet, says the Lord. I will arise even for it, even upon you, even now. I call your spirit to be awakened into a new way, a new approach. I will arise even for you to grow on anything in the marketplace. And even in those marketplaces, in the highways, and in the byways, I, Lord God, to call you to have favor for those that will see me, say the Lord. I will call your hand and your heart to have favor. I will call those that will be looking for you to see you. Even that you have been in the dark, you have been in the obscure place. But I, Lord God, to call you to be relevant, say the Lord. I shall call you to see me. I shall call you to open up nursery. I shall call you to do those things that you have been pondering even in your heart. And yes, Lord, say, I need to do it even now, even in your late stages, say the Lord. I am able to call, I am able to preach. Did I not say in my words that I am able to change the war and the wine? I will accelerate you. I will accelerate your mind goal. I will accelerate your spirit. I will accelerate everything about you. So I will send you that the time is late. And yes, you say that then I do it. Lord, that is why I'm with you. You can do all things. You can do different things than I promise you to do. For I, Lord God, accelerate you. I accelerate your spirit. I accelerate and I'll give you a greater capacity to know my spirit, a greater capacity to know my authority, a greater capacity to receive what I do now that I wish to give you, say the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,